Today's shir is Yevamos Memvav. Last time we got up to five lines down from the top, starting with the words Meisiv Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asked an attack question. Maisa Bevloria Agioris, this woman, her name was Bevloria. Shekodmu Abadeha Vetavlu Lefaneha. So she was coming to convert, and she had her own avadim. They were going to the mikveh before her. Before she told for her own geiris, so they found out what happened. That the avodim told before her, and they said, they made themselves into a Pesach connection. They made themselves into bnei chorin. Lifaneha in lachareha lo. So the diak is like this. The reason why is because they tovled while before her, meaning while she was still a goya. That's why they became bnei chorin. But if they would have tovled afterwards, then no, they would not have been bnei chorin. So you see that reasonably, when after she converts, she has a kinyan, so to speak, on the gufim of the body of the vadim, and therefore, when they tovled for the sake of becoming bnei chorin, that wouldn't work, right? So that is against what we said beforehand, that when a Jew gets ownership of the eved from the goy, all he has the rights to the malacha that he does, but he doesn't have the actual body itself. So Amar Rava wants to answer something, says no. Lifaneha, if the the avadim with tovel before her, then bein b'stam, bein b'mefurish. In that case, it wouldn't make any difference whether they just did stam without specifying anything, or they actually were mefurish. They spoke out what we're going to do. We are going to do this l'shem cheirus to become bnei chorin. However, lechareha, but if they tovel afterwards, b'mefurish in b'stam lo. So if they would have tovel afterwards, then if they said it b'feirish, they were going to, yes, convert, then okay, then it works that. But if they did it without it, then no, it does not account for cheirus, and they would not become free. Omer of Avyo lo shana ela belokeach min hagoy. This din that we're learning only applies in a case where the Jew bought the goy, the eved from a goy. Ava goy gufe koni. But if a non Jew would sell his own body as a slave directly to the Yid, then in that case, the Jew does acquire his body. It says in Pasuk, Gam b'nei hatoshavim hagarim imahem mehem tiknu. The children of the strangers who are living with you, you could be koine them, you could acquire them. So what's the diak? Atem koine mehem. You, the Jews, can acquire them. V'lo heim koine mehem. But they themselves, a non-Jewish Eved, cannot acquire them. Lohem konim zemizeh. And they cannot acquire an Eved, each one from the other. So that's why that's the diak. They wanted to say that again, it would only work according to this teaching of Rav Avia in a case where when he bought him from a goy, when the Jew bought him from a goy. Okay. Velohem konim mechem lamai. Why? What we're talking about over here. So Elim, if you're going to suggest and tell me, Lamaisi Yodov, it's talking about the actual work that they do with their hands. So Atu Goy Lokani Le Yisrael, Lamaisi Yodov? Is that really true? That the Goy can't acquire a Jew for his labor? He can't do this? No, what? Haksiv, it says in Pasuk, Ola Akimish Pachas Ger. Pasuk says they're going to be literally an offshoot of the stranger's family. We said on this mishpachas ger zehagoy. When the pasuk, the diak, the understanding, I should say, the translation mishpachas ger is from a goy. So elolav, it must be legufe. It must be that we're talking about where he's selling his goof itself. The Torah says atem koni mehem, that you Jews can acquire from them afilu goof, even the goof itself, even the body itself. So you see from this pasuk that a yid could acquire a non-Jew's body, but a non-Jew is unable to acquire ownership of another one's body, even if it's from another goy. So Parach Avacha, Sravacha slugs this up. This whole drasha of Rav Avia, Eima bekaspa uvetvila. Maybe the pasuk's talking about when you're acquiring the non-Jewish Eved, that's when you kesef with money, and then you tovled him l'shem avdus, right? And in that case, that's what says the Jew would acquire the non-Jew's body. But until he's gone to the mikvah, the kinyan is not really fully complete, and therefore, what would happen if the Eved would tovel himself with the kavan that he's doing this l'shem cherus to be free? So then his tevila would work it. It would work out. That would good. So the Gemara says, yeah, kasha. It's difficult. It's difficult to understand this. Amr Shmuel v'tzarek l'takvo b'mayim. So Shmuel says, if you want to make sure that your Evid doesn't really pull a fast one and, so to speak, change this, and now he's saying that that I'm going to be toveling l'shem gerus rather than being an Evid, you got to hold him tight. Meaning you have to show that you're the master, you're the one in charge. So you're not drowning him, but you're holding on to him, you're controlling him, and therefore that's that by that action of hold the tokef of you holding him in the water, that's defining this tevila is l'shem avdus. That's what Shmuel gives, the advice he gives. Ki hai de Minyamin, because the case happened with this person named Minyamin. Abid Ravashi, he was the Evid of Ravashi. Boil at bule. So it came time, and he wanted to tovel him. Masre ni halaihu la Ravina ula Rav Ach bered the Rava. He gave him over to Ravina Rav Ach, the son of Rava, to tovel him on his behalf. Amaluhu, and he says to them, Chaz you should see me naihu de kaavile de kavoisle. I want you to know that I'm going to have a taina on you. I'm going to want compensation if he does this l'shem gerus and he doesn't become my Evan anymore. I'm sending the bill to you. So Ramulei, what happened? They put on him arvisa b'tzavari. They put like a chain or something around his neck, right? Arpule, and then they loosened it a little bit so that he could, I guess, not wasn't be a chatzitza, a little bit of it, and then right after b'tzimtzumule. Then they tightened it right up while he was still in the water. That showed like he wouldn't have a second to try to pull a fast one on them. So Arpule, they originally loosened it so there shouldn't be a interruption. Literally means like a blockage. Tzimtzule, why did they then right afterwards tighten it up? So you shouldn't quickly get up and say to them, "L'shem ben chorin ani tovel. I just tovel to make myself into a free man." When he lifted his head out of the water, anchule zulta de tina areshe. They put like a bucket of clay onto his head, and they gave him a tzivoy. For amule zil amte lebe marach. Go and bring this to your master's house. So that shows that the whole purpose of him doing the tevila was it worked, and he was still an evet. That's they didn't cover their bases, so to speak. So amule rav papal rava. Chazi mar hani de be papo bar abba de yahavi zuze li noshe lichar gaihu. Have you seen the people in the house of papa bar abba? They give money to these tax collectors, right, on behalf of the poor people to pay their kargas. There's like the poll tax or something like that. And then because of this, mishabdi bahu. Then they were the mishabdi. They make them into their avod in there. They enslave them, right? Because anyone who doesn't pay the tax has to be taken as a slave for the king. So they're paying these people's taxes. So the people in this house of Papa Bar Abba, basically they're essentially purchasing the people who become the avodim for themselves. So then Papa says, kinafke, but when they go free, tzricha gita de cherusa olav. Olo, do they need a shtar shichur, right? You have to give them a get in order to free them or not? Do you mean, what's he really asking? They would need it if they really got a kinyan on their goof. Or no, maybe not. Maybe we just all we really got was the rights to their asayidayim, their labor, and therefore they would not need a get in order to technically go free. So Amalei said to them, Ika shrivi lo amri lechu hamilsa. If I was no longer alive, I couldn't say this to you. So meaning it's a good thing you asked me now I'm still alive. Hachi Omer Rav Sheshes. This is what Rav Sheshes said in this case. Maharakaihu dehane de tafso de malka monach. Right, the it's like a bill of slavery that these kings have in the tafsas, the treasury of the king, right? All the people who live in this place are like really technically like all avonim to the king. He owns their bodies whether they pay the taxes or not. Omalka Omar Man de lo Yahiv Karga, but the king says one who doesn't pay this tax, Mishtabe Lamanda Yahiv Karga, he will be a servant to the one who does pay the tax on his behalf. Right? So that's what the Gezerah is from this Melech. So it's totally effective in making these inhabitants of this place a full slave for the one who pays them. So therefore, what would happen if you're really a full slave? Then you would, yes, require a get when you become free. It's not that you just got the Maisi Adayim, you got the actual goof, you acquire them. Okay, the Gemara says, Rav Chiya bar Abba Ikla Legavla. He once went to a place called Gavla. Chaz Benois Yisrael Demi Abron Migerim Shemalu Vlotovlu. And he saw Jewish women who had become pregnant from these converts, these gerim, that they did a milah, but they never went to mikvah. Meaning they hadn't really completed the full process of conversion. And he saw the wine the Jewish people heard, the mazgi goyim, the shasu yisrael, the goyim were pouring it, and the Jews were drinking from this. And the third thing he saw, v'chaza turmisin deshak legoyim v'achle Yisrael, these type of beans that the goyim were cooking and the Jews were eating. V'lo amalehu v'lo midi. He didn't say anything. Again, he saw three things that happened. He saw these Jewish women who had gotten pregnant from gerim who had milah but didn't go to the mikvah. He saw that they were pouring the wine, right? It's not wine that it was mevushal. And he saw this bishalakam shaila. So also the kaim to Rabbi Yochanan. Later on, he came to Rabbi Yochanan. He said over what he saw. So Amrlei, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Say v'hachreis, go out and make the following hachraza, an announcement. Al b'neim sheim amzerim. Go and tell everybody that the children are mamzerim. V'al yenam, and the wine they have mishum yai nesach. That is wine yai nesach." It's also like it was poured to an idol. Va'al turmison, and their beans they're eating mishum bishli goyim. It's bishul akum. It's not cooking yet. Lefisha einim b'nei Torah, because you should be strict, because they're not b'nei Torah, right? And if they're going to be lax in these things, then they're eventually going to come and be over derises. Samar explains each one. Al b'neihim sheheim mamzerim. This hachraza, this announcement that you're making, that they are mamzerim, Rabbi Yochanan tamei. This is consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Da amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan la'olam ein ger ad sheyim av hitpol. You're really not completely Jewish until you go to mikvah, until you have a milah and you go to mikvah. They came with lotovil, and since they didn't tovil, goyhu, he's still a non-Jew. For amar Rabbi bar Chana, amar Rabbi Yochanan, goy ve'ever haba abbas Yisrael havlad mamzer. That's what we saw on yesterday's daf. That a goy, again, you're not two steps. Step one, you're not fully Jewish until you have the mila and the tzavila, so you're still a goy. And step two is that the goy who has relations with a Jewish woman is the Vlad's mamzer. Again, we didn't pass in this way, but that's what he says. V'al yena mishum yai nesach, and the fact, the reason why we're saying that their wine is yai nesach, mishum lech lech. This is the statement, go away, amrin l'nazira. We tell a nazir, we want you to go away. What does that mean? And we know that one of the things that a nazir is prohibited is from drinking wine. So we tell him, walk away, don't even go near, you have a path to go near a vineyard, don't. No, lech, go away. Schor, schor, lekarma, lotikrav. Don't go anywhere near the kerem, near the vineyard, right? So technically speaking, even though the nazir is really only osir from eating it or, drinking the wine, we tell you, don't even come close. This is a getter, this is a fence, so they shouldn't come to be over the deraisa. So you see many, many cases where the Chazal say on certain things, it's osir as a precaution that it shouldn't come to, lead to more worse things happening. There is a concept of, that's a siyag de rabbanan. There is, Rabbi Yosef Engel has an idea that there is a concept of siyagim on a deraisa level, right? In Yonah Dioma, according to one that Bal Yomotze is also an Indian of a siyag de raisa. Maybe Kisi Hadam would also be a siyag de raisa. Again, for those back in the day when you're attracted to, had a taiva to drink the blood. So then they would cover it with sand and with dirt, so to speak, as a safeguard, so you wouldn't have that taiva, you wouldn't be tempted to go drink the dam. So that is what? That's the first one, why the mamzer, and the second one is why they were nayai nesach. The third one, alt usan mishum bishli goyim, that's mishul akum, levi she'enim b'nei Torah, because they're not the Torah. What's the diak? what's the deal? Ha bnei Torah shari, but if they were bnei Torah, they were like, you know, talmid chacham, then you would be matter this for them, right? Ha bnei Torah shari, you'd allow them to have that. Shari means mutter. You'd be mutter them to have. For Omer of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak mishmei derav kol hanechal kemoshu v'chai. Anything that'll be eaten raw, it doesn't need to be cooked. Ain't b'mishum bishul goyim. There's no problem with bishul lakum over here. If it's would be eaten like an apple, you can eat an apple raw. You don't have to cook it. So if you did cook an apple, okay, it's not prohibited because of that. V'hat turmus ain't hanechal kemoshu v'chai. Right, but these beans are not eaten when it's raw. You have to cook them. So yesh b'mishum bishul goyim. Then there's a problem with bishul lakum over here. So Rabbi Yochanan ke'idach lishna sevir lei the Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak mishmei the Rav kol shein ola al shulchan malachim lechol bo es hapas, anything that wouldn't be so choshev enough that it would be served at a royal table, at a state dinner, at the White House, at the Queen of England, they wouldn't serve it on one of these fancy formal things. That's what's called ola al shulchan malachim. So in that case, ein bo mishum bishulakum. There's no bishulakum. There's no problem with it either. So again, if it's nechol chai, that's one kula that the bishulakum doesn't apply. And if it's something that's not such a fancy schmancy food, I don't know, like potato chips or something like that, I don't know, then it would not be subject to the prohibition of time it ain't b'nei Torah. That the reason because it's not b'nei Torah, ha b'nei Torah shari. But if they were b'nei Torah, then it would be mutter for them to have it. Okay. By way of hakdama to the next piece of Gemara. When the Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, so we had the halachic status of goyim. After Har Sinai, right, preparing for Kabbalah Satorah, so then we had the Bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, transformed us. He converted us. And so this idea of whatever happened at Har Sinai, that's going to be the paradigm for whatever process of is going to be required in the future to make people gerim. Tanur Rabban, we learned in a Braisa, Ger Shema Velotavel, if you had a guy who did the bris milah but didn't go to mikvah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hareze Ger, he's a Ger. He's still, he's a Ger. He is a convert, right? Shekein Matzina Ba'avosenu Shema Velotavel, because the same thing happened by our ancestors, that they had a meal and they didn't go to mikvah. Tovel Lomal, if the opposite case where yes went to mikvah but did not have a bris circumcision, so Rabbi Yeshua Omer Hareze Ger, he is a convert. That works. Shekein Matzina Ba'imahos. The same thing. The paradigm for that is the imahos, right? Sarah, Rivka, Rachav, Leah, Shetav, Lul, Malu, because they went to mikveh, but they didn't have a bris milah. The Chachamim omrim, Tavol lo mal, mavol lo tavol, ein ger ad sheyima v'yitbol. But the Chachamim argue on the sheet of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and they say that no, you're not a ger, you're not a fully a Jewish person until you do both milah and tzvila. Rabbi Yeshua nami neilif me'avos. Rabbi Eliezer nami neilif me'imahos. So let Rabbi Yeshua learn what's needed from the avos, and Eliezer should also learn from the imahos. Why did they do that? V'chitim, if you're going to tell me ain don and ef shemisha efshar, if you can tell me the reason why they didn't do this is because you can't learn something that is possible. Efshar is something that's efshar, something that's impossible. So you can't learn out that men don't need a mila from the flag of halachim because one cannot physically get a bris mila. Vahatanya, Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold from that. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, minayin lepesach doros she'ein bo el mina chulin. How do we know that the korban pesach throughout all the future generations is only brought from chulin? It's never pesach mitzrayim, but never pesach bedoros. So it says pesach in both cases, the pesach when left mitzrayim, pesach for all future generations. And ma pesach ha'omer b'mitzrayim. So what's unique and true about the korban pesach that was said in the original yitzias mitzrayim? Ein ba el min ha'chulin. That was only chulin because you can't be machdish something before the Torah is actually given. So af pesach ha'omer l'doros. So too the pesach for all future generations. Ein ba el min ha'chulin. So therefore, for all future generations, it has to be something that's chulin. So Amr Leh, Rabbi Akiva said to him, V'chidon ha'efshem yishayashar? Do we really learn out the halacha for the Korban Pesach for all future generations from the case of the original one by Korban Pesach Mitzrayim? It was impossible at that point. So Amr Leh, suppose everybody does respond back to Rabbi Akiva, Afal pi she'i efshar, even though you're right, it was impossible because it wasn't an option of designating an animal to be a formal Korban Makashit, Raya Gdolahi. Right, the Nilmad Hemena. It's a very good proof, and we should learn from this. So you see what comes out from this, Rabbi Lezer holds that you do learn the Efshar from E.F. Shar. So then, okay, if that's true, then we go back to our question. Why didn't Rabbi Lezer learn out from the Imahos that you don't need Mila?
right? Because again, it was apostle by the Imam host, but we don't need, it doesn't matter to us whether it's apostle.
Se'ela, really, now we turn to Ahmed Bey's Betavo v'lo mal kuli alma lo pligi demahani. We're going to say that everybody, meaning both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, agree that the halacha we can learn out that tevila alone is good. Keep pligi. What's the machlokus? B'mal v'lo tavel. It's the machlokus is in a case where they only had a mila, but they didn't have the tevila. Rabbi Elazar yalev me avos. Rabbi Yeshua be'avos na me tevila hava. So Rabbi Elazar learns that it's good from the avos, and Rabbi Yeshua says no. Nope, it doesn't go because, well, by the avos we also had tevila over there as well. So minale, how do you get this? Where do you know it? So ilema, again, ilema would always suggest an answer that's going to be rejected. Ilema midichsiv lech el ha'am bekidashtem hayom u'mocher v'chibsu simlosam. This is by in Parshas Yisro. Moshe says, "Go to the people, and you have to." Sanctify them. Well, they have to wash their garments. What does that mean? Ma'ab malkam she'ein ton kibus ton tevila. In a case where one became tameh through touching something, right? So then washing that means tevila, right? That's not required, but the tevila is for your body. Is that's what it means? Ma'ab malkam she'ein ton kibus ton tevila. Malkam she'ton kibus ein adin she'ton tevila. So then kal v'chomer. If you actually had to wash your clothing, which you see by Har Sinai, then certainly you require tevila. So then that's the source to show that the Bnei Yisrael required tevila at Matan Torah, part of their gear, the national conversion process. Somewhere says, one second, that's why they washed themselves? Vidilma Nikias Ba'alma. Oh, maybe when they said wash their clothes, that's just Nikias. That doesn't mean that they were actually Tame. It just means, you take a shower before you go to shul, something like that, right? So it comes out, if it's really Nikias, then you can't make a kavachomerit in the case where a person was actually Tame. So El Mehacha. So Rabbi Yeshua is going to learn it out from here. Vayikach Moshe es Hadam Vayizrok Al Ha'am. Parashas Mishpatim. Moshe takes the dam and he sprinkles it upon the people. Ugmira de ein hazah below tevila. And we have a tradition that there is no hazah, no sprinkling of the dam without a tevila. They go, the two go hand in hand. So therefore, if the avos, our ancestors, I should say, had a hazah, must be that they also had a tevila. And then we can learn out that tevila is required for all gerim. The Rebbe Yeshua tevila b'imahos minolan. So Rabbi Yeshua, how does he know that the Mahus had Tevila? Svarahu. It's logic. It's logical. The Im Kain, because if they didn't go to Tevila, V'man nichnasu tachas kanfei shechina. So how did they bring people under the divine presence, right? So therefore they must have done Tevila. Om Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, L'olam ein ager ad sheyimo v'yitbol. Really, a person is not considered to be a full-fledged ger until he does both the Mila and the Tevila. Pshita, that's so poshut. That's obvious, right? Yochiv Rabim Holochik Rabim. Whenever you have one individual Chacham against the Chachamim, the many, so we always follow the many, right? So it's obvious that the Halacha is going to follow the Rabbonim. It's not going to follow Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Elazar. So man Chachamim, who is the Chachamim that we're talking about in the Braisa? Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi really is a Yachid. So therefore, since it really was a Yachid versus another Yachid, that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to come and say, no, the Halacha follows that opinion. That opinion of the Rabbi Yossi, who is brought down here in the name of the Chachamim. Ditanya. We see Rabbi Yossi's Shita from the following Braisa. Hare Shebov Omer Malti V'lo Tavalti. If a person comes, right, he says, I had a mila l'shem geiris, but I didn't go to mikveh. So the mabilan also. So then the Beis Din is going to be tovelin umabekach, right? There's no problem with that. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda because since in any case the Beis Din is going to tovel the guy, so Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need any proof over here of this guy's claim that he did the mila l'shem. The Shema Geirus, okay, because he holds that it was again either to have a mila or to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Amar ain't matbilin. Rabbi Yossi says no, the Basin's not going to tovel him because Rabbi Yossi holds that both are required. L'shem Geirus, both the mila and the tevila. The mila and the tevila had to be done l'shem Geirus. Not garrison, what is it? Yeah, right, I'm sorry. That has to be on the shame conversion. Fine. So therefore, since you can't really verify this guy's claim, comes out that there's no value There's no benefit, there's no purpose whatsoever to having this guy tovel. Lefikach ma'bilin ger b'shabbos. So therefore, according to this, you could tovel a ger who had already been circumcised on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer ein ma'bilin. No, we cannot do this on Shabbos. Because he holds again that both are necessary, so then that Sevila would make a change in his status. So you can't do this because it looks like, you know, Masakin Mana, you're fixing him. There's a famous case that happened. I think it's in the Shubas of the Binyan Sion, where there was a person who was coming to be a ger, and he had his bris, but he was still sore, and he wasn't yet able, it was like too close to Shabbos, he wasn't healthy enough to go to the mikveh. So one of the dayanim from the Beis Din sent him a letter: you are not yet a Jew, and you must be mechal of Shabbos. I think like it said he had to like write his name, whatever language he spoke, write your name. And the guy was so upset, he thought he was finally in, and he did this, he wrote his name, he was mechal of Shabbos. And then afterwards, this became a whole big discussion over here. Because first of all, it was only one dayan, it wasn't the whole Beis Din. And then he argued and said, no, that you are, and you should not have been. Because the Iman of Shach, a goy who is Shovas, who keeps Shabbos, is Chai Misa. And a Jew who's Mechal Shabbos is Chai Misa. So we had to really figure out what's the status of this guy who's in between. He only had the bris, and he did not yet go to the mikveh because he wasn't able to. Now, back to the Gemara. Omer Mar, the master said like this, working out the brisa. Lefikach matbilin ger b'shabes pshita. That's poshet that you could be toivel the ger into on Shabbos. Came to Omer Rabbi Yehuda bechadasagi, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that only one is required, either the tzevila or the mila. Heichad amal defanenu. Now he's gone to bris mila in front of us, in front of the basin. Matbilin, right? And in fact, we send him to the mikvah. Who cares? My lefikach. What does it mean lefikach? The brisa begins like that. Samad etayim, no, because you would have thought the following: the Rebbe Yehuda tzevila ikker. According to Rebbe Yehuda, really the main thing that's happening is the ikker, the tzevila Shabbos. But lo, we don't do tzevila on Shabbos here. Again, doesn't mean tzevila like a woman going to the mikvah. It means a tzevila to have a change in status. That a what's it called? A ger now would become a yid. In the other are halachic issues of going to the mikvah on Shabbos. It's machlokas nowadays amongst the Chassidish poskim versus the yeshivish, the Lithuanian. I think in Torah Vedas, again, the issue of you going into a hot, heated mikvah, heated water on Shabbos. So I think the compromise they made, it's a little play on words, is poshrin. They used a lukewarm water, so it's not hot, it's not cold. That was the pshar that they made in about going into the mikvah on Shabbos for a man. But here by the ger, no. To call Masakin Gavro, you're fixing him. So Kamash Malan, no. The Rebbe Yehuda, oha, oha, boy. So that was the Havin. Really, according to the end of the day, since Rebbe Yehuda says either one, either the Tevila or the Mila is enough to affect and make him a Jew. Rebbe Yossi Omer ein matbilin. So Rebbe Yossi says, no, you can't be tovelim. So Pshita, that's obvious. To cave into Omer Rebbe Yossi, tarte be'inans, because Rebbe Yossi holds you need both. Said Tikune Gavra b'Shabes lo masakninon. So of course you're not going to do it, because you're not going to fix him and change his status, make him into a yid by toveling him on Shabbos. So Gemara explains Mao de Tema. What would I have thought? Why did you have to speak this out? Because I would have said the followings: the Rebbe Yosi Mila Iker. Really, the main thing is the Mila. The Hossam who de lo have Mila b'fanenu. And here in this case, when he didn't have the Mila in front of a Beis Din, Aval Heicha de Havia Mila b'fanenu. In a case where he did have the Mila in front of us, Se'em Elitbol Zeb Shabbos. You could let him go to Mikvah on Shabbos. Therefore, it teaches not like this that he can't go to Mikvah on Shabbos, even according to Rebbe Yosi Kamash Malan. Rebbe Yosi Tarte Boy. That he needs both. He needs both, and therefore it's not just one's the ikker, and therefore we let him give a pass on the other one. Omer Rabba, Uvda Hava Bei Rebbe Chia Bar Rebbe. The following happened with Rebbe Chia Bar Rebbe. For Rav Yosef Masni Rebbe Oshia Bar Rebbe. For Rav Safra Masni Rebbe Oshia Bar Rebbe Chia. To also the Kaime Ger Shema Volotov. The following case, he had a convert who had the Mila, but he didn't go to Mikvah. Stay here until tomorrow, and then we'll tow you. We'll do it in vain. So Shmami na tulos. So Rava said, you learn out from this din three things. Shmami na, the first thing you learn out is Ger Tzarech Shlosha, that you need three people, because there was three people here in the Beis Din. Shma mina ein a ger ad she'imo v'gitpol. And we learn, secondly, that you're not a ger until you do the mila and the tzvila. Shma mina ein a bilin ger b'layla. And we see that we don't do it at nighttime. It's like a ma'isa Beis Din. V'neim shma mina nami be'in in mumchin. Don't you see from here also that you need to have mumchin, experts, not hedyotos? Dilma de iklu. Maybe this is just it happened to be there. I mean, the fact they were mumchin, okay, but maybe that's not essential, and they didn't would it not have to necessarily be there. Okay, this is actually probably a good place to stop. And Mirat Hashem, in the next year we'll pick it up. These are the famous gemaras that discuss the whole sugya of gerus. What is required? It goes through the whole process of what we say to the ger, what we don't say to the potential ger. Fascinating discussion. We'll pick it up from here, where we get up to. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Okay, very good.